Lekutas Sichas Chelik Yud Ches, Parsha Baloyscha Sicha Beis. In this Sicha, we are going to take a tour of the entire Shas. We will discuss subjects, sugyas, subjects that touch upon many, many areas that can be found throughout the Shas. So strap in and start your engines, and here we go. Von den Chilukim zwischen dem Korban Pesach, was man gebracht in Mitzrayim, amongst the differences of the type of the Korban Pesach as it was brought in Mitzrayim, when the Yidden was still in Mitzrayim, und der Korban Pesach, was man gebracht, a Yor Nogdem in Midbar, and then the Korban Pesach that was brought a year later when the Yidden were in the Midbar, wegen welcher es wird erzählt in unserem Parsha, which is discussed in the Parsha Baleischa, as it says there, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael sa'posach b'mayedai, that the Yidden did the Korban Pesach in its proper time, Barba Osir, on the 14th of the Nisan. So the differences between those two Korban Pesach. Aleph, number one. Pesach Mitzrayim hat been gebracht bei Meir Shavua b'chol. Pesach Mitzrayim was brought on a weekday. Weil b'chamisha b'shabbos yotzu b'yisrov b'mitzrayim, because the Yidden left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. Is doch Yudal Nissen given a talk for a Berevi b'Shabbos. So then Yudal Nissen, the day before when they brought the Korban Pesach, was on a Wednesday. The Pesach Midbar hat been gebracht b'Shabbos, whereas the Korban Pesach a year later was brought on Shabbos. We estate in Seder Olam, as it's brought in the Sefer Seder Olam, as Rosh Chodesh Nissen in Yenim Yor is given Rishon L'Maisa Bereishis, that Rosh Chodesh Nissen on that year was on Sunday. Kumtoi, so it comes out as Yudal Nisan is given Shabbos, so that the 14th of Nisan, what we would call Erev Pesach, was on Shabbos. So that's one difference. Number two, by Pesach Mitzrayim is the Iker Adgosha given the Yochid. By the Korban Pesach, as it was brought in Mitzrayim, the emphasis was on the individual, each individual on his own. Yet the Yochid Bayis, each individual or each home, each family, Hat Aleph, number one, Alein Getan, Ala Avedas HaKorban, did on their own all the Aveda, the Shechting, and the painting of the blood on the doors, and so on. And number two, Biz, by Zich and Shtub, it was all done in their own homes. The Lokum and Adam and Asan Shtei Mezuzas, as it says, they shall take from the blood and put it on the doorway of their own home, not in a central place, like Kegn. On the other hand, the Pesach Midbar, the year later, when they did it in the Midbar, haben alle Yidden gedarf bringen in Mishkan. Everyone had to bring the Korban Pesach to the Mishkan. Was das ist mitzarif alle Korbanos von alle Yidden, and the Mishkan acted as a bringing together. It combined all the Korbanos into one general Korban, so to speak. Velashna Shas, she is also beknufia, as the Shas says, it was brought as a group. They all came together. They came together at the Mishkan to bring their Korban Pesach, Basivus Chaveinu Beregel, or in other words, as a gathering of individuals, of friends around the Yom Tov, and so on. That it was brought as a group, und der Far Vertes angerufen a Korban Tzibur, and that's why the Korban Pesach is called a Korban Tzibur, because it's brought many people together, come to bring their own Korban Pesach. So that's the second difference. Beis, the Ashleimeras, from them learned men up, Euch lacher Matan Teire, that from this we can also learn. For after Matan Teire, we did zwei chelukim zanit luim zebazeh, how these two differences depend on each other. Meaning, does was Korban Pesach is doicha Shabbos, the fact that Korban Pesach can postpone the Shabbos, can override the Shabbos, as it was in the second year, when they brought the Korban Pesach, is the far was das is a Korban Tzibur. The reason that it can override the Shabbos is because it's referred to as a public Korban that everybody comes together to bring it. The Gemara zokt in Psachim, and as the Gemara tells the story in Psachim, Pam Achas Chal Yudalu Liz b'Shabbos. It happened once that Erev Pesach came on a Shabbos, Shachu v'layodu in Pesach Deiches Shabbos im Lav, and the people forgot. When I say the people, I mean the leadership forgot, and they didn't know if the Korban Pesach does override the Shabbos or not. By la locha zunis alma, And as it's explained, that this halacha was, they blanked on it. They couldn't remember what the halacha is. From the B'nai B'Seira, it was the B'nai B'Seira that were the group of Rabbanim that were in charge of halacha at the time, and they forgot. The Nesi'im, they were the leaders at the time. So they didn't know the answer. Hot Hillel Gizok, so Hillel came along and he said, V'chi Pesach Echad Yesh Lanu B'Shana, Shadeichas HaShabbos, is there only one Korban Pesach that we have during the year that overrides the Shabbos? There are many, many more than 200 Korban Pesachs that throughout the year that override the Shabbos. What did he mean by many, more than 200 Korban Pesach? The Korban Sibur, what he meant over here by many Korban Pesach, he meant every public Korban, every community, communal Korban, is similar to the Korban Pesach, Korban Tamid, Musaf, every daily Korban Tamid, which is brought on Shabbos, and every Korban Musaf. When the Gemara is Mamshich, as the Lerentus up, Mitagzer Shavah Mayede Mayede, as the Gemara continues and says, that Hillel learned it from Gzeira Shavah, from the word Mayedei in its time, their Mayedei was shteid by Korban Pesach. By Korban Pesach it says the word Mayedei. On Mayedei was shteid by Korban Tamid, and the word Mayedei in its time, which is written by Korban Tamid. So he related the two, that just like the Korban Tamid is brought on Shabbos, and it overrides Shabbos, so also the Korban Pesach overrides Shabbos. In other words, that he saw every Korban Tzibur, every communal Korban, as similar to the Korban Pesach, which is also a communal Korban, as we said before, that they bring it together, everybody comes together to bring it, and therefore, just as the Korban Tamid overrides the Shabbos and the Korban Musaf overrides the Shabbos, so also the Korban Pesach also overrides the Shabbos. Noch mehr mefurish is this in Yerushalmi. Even more explicit is said and told in Yerushalmi. Maybe the Girsi is as Hillel Gezakt, where over there the version in the Yerushalmi says that what Hillel said was Hayol v'Tamid Korban Tzibur, that since the Korban Tamid is a Korban Tzibur, or Pesach Korban Tzibur, and the Korban Pesach is considered a Korban Tzibur, so Ma Tamid Korban Tzibur, just like the Korban Tamid, which is a Korban Tzibur, Doiche HaShabbos, overrides the Shabbos, Av Pesach, Korban Tzibur, Deicha Es HaShabbos, so also the Korban Pesach, which is a communal Korban, also overrides the Shabbos. In other words, it's not something in the Yerushalmi, he states it explicitly, the comparison between the Korban Pesach and the other Korban Tzibur, as both being Korban Tzibur. So therefore, in other words, that the two things are linked. The fact that it's a Korban Tzibur is what allows one to override the Shabbos in order to bring it. Sees kein Kashenisht, von dem was die Gemara sagt, nekeit haiklole biyotcha kol shizmane kavua deichas Shabbos, chulu, afilo biyochit, and you shouldn't ask the question that it doesn't seem to be linked to the fact that it's a Korban Tzibur, because the Gemara says something else in order to support the idea that it should be brought on Shabbos, and that is, you should go with the rule that anything that has a fixed time when the Korban has to be brought, that is what overrides the Shabbos, even if it's a Korban Yochid. So that seems to take it away from the connection to a Korban Tzibur. Nazoi paskin toch the Rambam, in fact, that's what the Rambam says, that it's connected to the fact that it's fixed, it's got a fixed time, which is a Korban Pesach, of course, is fixed for the day of Erev Pesach. Nazoi paskin toch, yeah, Valdos is das Rab Meir, because that's going according to the opinion of Rab Meir, of a late tas Tanakama, but according to the Tanakama, is this nish tolein zmane kavua. According to the Tanakama, has nothing to do with its fixed time, nor in them inyufan tzibur, but the Tanakama relates it to the fact that it's a Korban Tzibur. As the Tanakama says in Tmura, shekorbanos tzibur doichanos haShabbos, because it is the communal korbanos that are override the Shabbos korbanos yachad einem doiches, and the individual, the personal karbanos do not override the Shabbos. So in other words, that which the Rambam paskins, that it's connected to a fixed time, that goes according to the opinion of Rab Meir. But the Tanakhama that we're talking about, he says that it's related to the fact that it is a communal carbon. And from them gufa, was by the Bnei Beseder and Hillel is azoy echt zvish and Rab Yeshu and Rab Yonis gendol kamasiv dalit. And from the very fact that by both the Bnei Beseder and Hillel, as well as between Rab Yeshu and Rab Yonis, which will later be addressed, we will talk at length about Rab Yehoshua and Rab Yonasan, but according to all of them, is given a shagavetayr tzikarben pesach is doiches Shabbos. Since all of them had the question and the discussion whether karben pesach overrides Shabbos, is muchach. It's clear as a halt mit the Tanakama. They go according to the Tanakama. Why? Valet Rab Meir is doch mikaren ishtakenot of a shaila. Because according to Rab Meir, there would be no question at all. Since it's a carbon that has a fixed time, and clearly the carbon Pesach has a fixed time, so there would be no question that it should override the Shabbos. So then why are the Bnei B'Seira and Hillel even discussing it to begin with? From the fact they did discuss it, it means that they go according to the Tanakhama, and they see it as a question of whether it's a communal carbon or an individual carbon. And based on that, they ask their question, and they have their different opinions. Well, Karben Pesach is, yeah. This is nor was me darf sagen, as euch leide dee von Tanakama muss sein der inyo von Zmane Kavua. However, even after we know that it's connected, according to the Tanakama, that it's a question of whether it's a communal carbon or an individual carbon, still and all, even according to the Tanakama, it also has to have the element of Zmane Kavua, of being a fixed time for the carbon, Al-Tzatnait study, as another detail, an element of whether it should be brought on Shabbos or not. Was the far from, and because of this question, that even if it's a carbon tzibur, a carbon which is clearly a communal carbon, but it doesn't have a fixed time, would still not be brought on Shabbos, as we see, was the far is par helam dover shol tzibur nishdoicha Shabbos, which is the reason that a par helam dover, which means a carbon that had to be brought if the Bezdin made a mistake and they gave an incorrect ruling in a certain type of a situation, and the people acted according to their ruling, so that the Bezdin has to bring a carbon in order to atone for that error. But that par helam dover, which is clearly a communal carbon, is not brought on Shabbos. Hagamas cheta kol, chadas akol hu, even though it's brought because this was a communal sin, and that's what it's coming to atone for. So clearly it is a communal carbon. And there is no greater community than the entire Jewish community. So therefore it's clearly a communal offering. Even so, it's not brought on Shabbos because it can be brought any day. So therefore it needs also the element of being fixed for a specific day in order to be able to override Shabbos. But the primary reason for overriding Shabbos is because it's a communal carbon. Und der Rebbe von Pesach Mitzrayim, was is given a carbon yachad, and therefore Pesach Mitzrayim, which was an individual carbon, und given b'mei shavua, and it was brought during the week. Why was it a communal carbon? Because each person did it on his own, in their own home, and so on. Nemtman as carbon yachid ein adeiches as Shabbos. And therefore, from the fact that the carbon Pesach in Mitzrayim, which was an individual carbon, brought in each one's home, and it was not on Shabbos, from this we see that a personal carbon doesn't override the Shabbos, and that's why it wasn't on Shabbos. Mashenk in Pesach Midbar, whereas when it comes to the Pesach, which is brought in the Midbar the next year, is given by Shabbos, and that was on Shabbos. In dem Eifen is Niker, as in dem Karben Pesach, hat sich hovet on the Inyan von Tzibur. So from this we see that what added element was there in this second year Karben the fact that it was a communal carbon because everybody came together to the Beis HaMikdash to bring it. And the far ken zeichen Shabbos, which is the reason that it was able to override Shabbos and that it was happened on Shabbos, and yet they brought it, and it's because it was a communal Shabbos, so the communal carbon. So the two things are linked to each other. Gimel. Hagamas Pesach Midbar V'Doiras Hotem Gedef from Karban Tzibur. Even though the Karban Pesach, which happened the second year, as well as, of course, the Karban Pesach, which goes on in the future years, have the element of, they're in the category of a communal Karban. He says, Abadishkan Karban Tzibur in Aleph Protim. But it's not considered to be a communal Karban in all of its details, in all of its elements. Adarab, because to the contrary, in its fundamental nature, is a carbon yachid. It's really an individual carbon. Each group has to bring their own carbon, separate from everybody else's, and it has to be from their own money, not from the communal coffers, not from the communal funds, but rather from their own personal money. The rest of it, other than what is brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the blood that's sprinkled and so on, is eaten by the owners, which is a detail in a personal carbon. The communal offerings were not eaten by anyone outside the Beis HaMikdash. Unochmar, even more so, the Karban Pesach is loy babet mitchilase ela la'achila. The whole purpose of the Karban Pesach is in order to be eaten. So that's an important element of the Karban Pesach, the fact that it's eaten. The einan echal ela limnuya, but it can only be eaten by the people that were that bought into it. The oid vostos al zani gedorim in yonah from Karban Yichon, as well as other elements as well, which he doesn't mention, but they are all elements of a personal carbon. So the Karban Pesach by its very nature is a personal carbon, not a communal carbon. But that the Karban Pesach, in addition to being a personal carbon, also has elements of a communal carbon. From the fact, as we said before, that it comes, the people came together, groups of people came together, all meeting in the Beis HaMikdash in order to bring it. When it's ved geshochten begimel kittes, and it has to be shechted in groups, in three groups, as it was, as the seder, the order in which the Karban Pesach was brought, that three big groups gathered in the Beis HaMikdash, and they shechted all of theirs, and then the first group left, and the second group came in, and the second group left, and the third group came in, and it has to be dry kohols, that it should be three groupings, because the Torah says v'shochtu oise kahal adas Yisrael, that it should be shechted as a group. In other words, the Torah specifies that it should be done as a group, and therefore, for this reason, it's also considered to be a communal carbon. Thus, heist as carbon pesach is kol in zir gedorim siphon carbon yochid. In other words, that the carbon pesach has in itself within it elements of an individual type carbon, saif and carbon tzibur, and as well as elements of a communal carbon. V'yashloimer yisayim azeh, we could say even more. It is a koilom nisht als bazundere inyonim, that these two elements are not to be seen as two separate types of elements, nor as in the gidri ayochid zanin oichdo gidri atzibur, but that even in those communal elements, in those individual elements, we see elements of the communal nature of it as well. As well as, to the contrary, in the Mtzibur Shabbai, in the fact that we see the communal elements of it, is we see within those communal elements, elements of individualism. As I'll explain now. The Gezogt is the Pesach. The Pesach Korev B'mamayna Shal Yochid. The Karban Pesach is brought, as we said before, the Karban Pesach is brought from individual, the money, the funds of the individual. Loi ba betchilasei ela l'achila, and it comes only for the purpose of eating. Einan echal elu lemnuyav, and it has to be eaten by the people that signed on to it. Bemele muss jeder Minion haben a besondere Korban. Aber das als muss ein Beknuffier alle Iden zusammen.
So on the one hand, it has to be, each one has to be individual. Each group has to be their own group and they pay from their own money and so on and they eat it. But at the same time, they have to come, all these groups gather together and they come as a large group.
Alle Yidden zusammen, all the Yidden come together to do it.
So in other words, even in the elements of the individual, you also see the element of the communal. They all have to come together to bring it.
Only Ida Gisa. Now, on the other hand,
even though the Korban Pesach was brought in groups, as it says, Kahal Adas Yisroel, as is given nisht in Ein Kita. It was brought not as one big group, but as three separate groups, nor begimel kiddus of three, because the Torah says, kahal adas Yisroel. In other words, divided it into three distinct groups.
Das heißt, euch, wenn man mit Zahre gewinnt, in a kol ve'eda.
In other words, even when the Yidden were brought together as a group, as a kol and as an eda, bleibt der Yidden von Yischalka, so protim, it still leaves space for individualism, that it wasn't one big group, but rather three individual groups.
And even within each one of those individual three groups, each group had to contain within it the elements of Kahal Adas Yisroel, meaning to say, each group had to be no less than 30 people. Because three minyanim, three times kol. So, in other words, there was a question the Gemara had, whether the Kahal Adas Yisroel means three individual groups and that's it. You have three groups and that's enough. Or does each group have to be made up of Kahal Adas and Yisroel? So we do both. Not only is the Jewish community as a whole divided into three groups, but each one of those three groups is divided into three groups. So we see that even in its communal aspects, we also see individualism within each one of those groups as well.
In other words, that the Korban Pesach has elements both of a communal korban and elements of individual korban, an individual korban, and even with each one of those elements, they could be divided up into, the communal is divided up into individual, the individual is brought together as a community, and so on.
Based on this, we can explain what the discussion was between the Bnei Beseira and Hillel. In their question whether Korban Pesach should override the Shabbos or not. What was the discussion based on?
Since in Korban Pesach you have both elements, Siphon Yochid and Siphon Atzibur, both as an individual carbon as well as a communal carbon,
is da an ortsu danzai, so then there it leaves room to question and to discuss,
velche von zei is the ikir, which of these two elements is more dominant in the carbon Pesach?
On the machria, the inyan ha-yochid shabai, is it its individual elements of the carbon Pesach which are dominant?
Because Dan is a Nishdech Shabbos. If it was an individual carbon, then it wouldn't override the Shabbos.
Other than in Yatzibah Shabbayo, do we say that the communal element of it is more important and dominant?
Because Dan, Hotabakech Tzadech Shabbos, and then it would override the Shabbos.
So the question, the discussion between the Bnei Beseira and Hillel was, do we see the carbon Pesach as more importantly as a communal carbon, and then it would override the Shabbos, or is it more importantly an individual carbon, and then it wouldn't override the Shabbos?
I chachan a sevus to the Hezbora now, gefint men in dem was in Sifri, if in Pasuk v'yazmen Yisrael, sa Pasuk b'mayi, they ved gebracht.
Another proof that, explaining it in this fashion, that the issue is whether it's a communal carbon or an individual carbon, we can find from what the Sifri says, on the Pasuk v'yazmen b'nei Yisrael, the Yidden made the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, in its time. Ved gebracht, so the Zefri says, Azoich Reb Yoshi and Reb Yonis in seinem Chuluk, in them, see Korban Pesach is Zoich HaShabbos. That also is
as he mentioned before, that Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonason have that same discussion whether Korban Pesach does override the Shabbos or not. Rabbi Yoshe learned up from B'moyedei as Korban Pesach is Deicher Shabbos, G'das Hillel. Rabbi Yoshe takes from the words B'moyedei in its time as the Korban Pesach does override Shabbos, as is the opinion of Hillel. When Rabbi Yonason zokt, whereas Rabbi Yonason says, from this pasuk b'moyedei, we still don't know. We still can't be certain. As mekenish toplen from b'moyedei, as korban pesach is devich shabbos, kedas b'nei b'seira. Rabbi Yonason says that from this pasuk you cannot yet determine that korban pesach should override the shabbos, and he holds like the b'nei b'seira that it's not. It doesn't necessarily override the shabbos. So what does this have to? Why is that another proof? And since this idea that we discussed, said before, that the question of Korban Pesach, whether it overrides the Shabbos or not, is dependent on whether we see the Korban Pesach as a communal Korban, and therefore would override the Shabbos, or do we see it as an individual Korban, and therefore it would not override the Shabbos. In other words, which of these two elements within Korban Pesach should be dominant? Should the fact that it's a communal Korban, even though it has elements of the individual in it, should that be dominant? Or should the individual aspect of it, even though it does also have communal aspects, be dominant, and therefore it wouldn't override the Shabbos? When we come to that, if we see it in that way, is in common mekaymes in a kudas hamachlegas from Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yonason. There are many places in Shas, as will soon be explained, where this is the central discussion, the central difference between the way Rabbi Yeshua looks at things and the way Rabbi Yonason looks at things. So therefore, since this seems to be the way that they see things and they argue about this point in many, many different places, therefore, it's likely to say, it makes sense to say, that that is also the issue at hand when we talk about whether Korban Pesach is Deicher Shabbos or not. That is dependent on the same question that Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yoshia have throughout Shas, and that is, do we see the communal overriding the individual, or do we see the individual overriding the communal? And we'll soon explain where we see this throughout Shas, that this is the element of the machlegis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yonason. And therefore, as Mistaba, as Dos is Eich de Yisod, from Zeh Pluktim and Egei Korban Pesach, therefore, as I said, it would also make sense to say that this is the basic idea of why they argue about Korban Pesach, whether it overrides the Shabbos or not, that it's all about whether we look at the communal aspect or we look at the individual aspect. Hey, Dugmois from the Pluktus Fish and Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yonason was Azulu Shitasi in the Nekuda now. Some of the examples of the Machloikis that we find throughout Shas between Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yonason, where we see that they go according to their view, which is, do we look at the communal, do we look at the individual? By Bnei Adam, in regards to people. So there is a machlekes, number one, by Ira Nidachas. In regards to the Ira Nidachas, which means a city that was led astray, and they all worshipped Avodah Zarah, a whole city together. So there's a machlekes there, at kama oisim Ira Nidachas. How many people can be contained in the city? What is the amount of people that would constitute a city which would then be able to become an Ira Nidachas? Miyud va'at kuf. Anywhere between 10 people and 100 people, that's the limits of the city. Divir Rabbi Yoshia, that's Rabbi Yoshia's opinion. Rabbi Yonason Naimer, Rabbi Yonason says, Mikuf va'at ruba shel shevet. It starts from 100 and it can go anywhere up to the majority of a shevet. If it becomes the majority of a shevet, it's no longer seen as a city, it becomes the whole shevet. So now it's not seen as a city anymore, as I'll explain. Is Rashi Masbir, then Tam for Rabbi Yeshia. Rashi explains what is the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshia.
Batzer Masara, if it's less than 10 people, Lo Mikra'ir, then it's not called a city at all. And it has to be Ir Anidachas, a city that was led astray. Utfei may, on the other hand, if it goes over 100, Nafki Metoidus Ir, it now goes out of the category of a city, Vahavalit Sibur, and it becomes an entire community. And a city means a group of individuals that got together in a city. But if they become a community, not individuals in a city, then it's no longer a city. Now it's a community. And a community is not an Ir Nidachas. Less than 10 people, of course, is not a city at all. It's just a bunch of individuals which are separate people. That's the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshia. Das heißt, Rabbi Yeshia holds that Zayin dik tvei mimeya bekommen sie dem Gerde von der Zibur, und Rabbi Yonison holds that tvei mimeya zayin in amatzius von ir. Whereas Rabbi Yonison holds that when they are more than 100, over 100, they become, that makes them into a city, a kibbutz von yechidim, a gathering of individuals. That's what 100 people getting together, over 100 people getting together, is individuals getting together to make up a city. But of course, only until it comes to the majority of a Sheba, because then it becomes a tzibur and not a city. And the Asborin them, so the explanation of why they see it differently, whether 100 people should be considered a tzibur or 100 people should be an ir, a gathering of individuals. By Rabbi Yeshia is tzibur machriya, because to Rabbi Yeshia, the communal always is dominant. Und der Riber zette tvei mimei als amatzius von atzibur, and therefore, once you have 100 people, so they're no longer seen as individuals, says Rabbi Yeshia. Now they constitute one body of people. They're no longer individuals that came together to make a city. They are one body of tzibur. Because to him, the tzibur is always dominant. You see the possibilities of a community, then you see them as a community. And 100 people is already a community, not a gathering of individuals. Rabbi Yonason Shita is, whereas Rabbi Yonason holds, as Yochid is Machria, that we always look, and the individual always is dominant. On the far life this an ear bis rubishul shaven, and therefore, even though there is 100 individuals or 200 individuals, they're all seen as individuals, not as one body of a community. And there is 200 individuals which got together and they made a city, and therefore it still rates as a city. But the point is that Rabbi Yeshia always allows the communal to be dominant, and therefore, as soon as you see something that resembles a community, we issue it the status of a community. Rabbi Yonasan says, no, the individual is always dominant, and therefore, as long as they can be seen as individuals, they're seen as individuals. Once they become the majority of a Shevet, so then they have to already go into the category of the Shevet, of the entire tribe, and then they have to be seen as a community. There's no choice. When Azayich by Yud Vat Kuf, and the same is true for anywhere with people that are between 10 and 100. Rabbi Yonason Zetzi al Yechidim Mamish. Rabbi Yonason sees them as individuals, not as individuals that came together to make a group. He sees them as actual individuals, and therefore Rabbi Yonason says that up to 100, they're not considered an Ir Nidachas, they're just a bunch of individuals. As Zafil Nishan Ir, he doesn't even see them as a city, as a group that made a city, and therefore, if it was less than 100 people, they wouldn't be an Ir Nidachas. Rabbi Yeshia Zetzi Al Tzmetzias von Ein Ir, whereas Rabbi Yeshia always gives the communal status to a grouping of people, and therefore, when there is between 10 and 100 people, he sees them as a city that came together to form a group. And of course, they're still individuals, but they are individuals which made up a group. We see the group element of it already, and therefore they're considered to be a city, and therefore they can become an Ir Nidachas if they're between 10 and 100. That's one example of the Machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yonason. Then we have another Machlekes by Makaul Ava V'Imai, still in the talking about people.
seeing people. In regards to the halacha, the aveira, that a person is not allowed to curse their father or their mother. And if they do, they're chayav misa. Ish, so the pasuk says, ish isha sheyikalus abavesimai, any person that will curse his father and his mother. So from this pasuk, we could learn, ein li el avavimai. It seems to say his father and his mother, that he has to curse both of them in order to be chayav misa. How do you know that if he cursed his father but not his mother, or his mother but not his father, how do you know that he's still chayav misa? So the pasuk concludes, his mother and his father he cursed. His blood is on his own hands. So we learn from there, aviv kilul imay kilul. From these additional words of aviv imay kilul, the additional words teach us that whether he cursed his father or he cursed his mother, either one of them, he would be chayiv. Rabbi Yonasan says no. From that, mashmashneim keechad. The words the question is whether it means his father and his mother, or his father or his mother. That's what it could be read either way. So Rabbi Yonasan says it could mean both of them together. It could also mean either one on its one or the other on its own, because it could be read either way. Until the pasuk says yachtov. If the Torah would have added the words yachtav together, then it would have meant without question that it has to be his father and his mother together. But if it did one or the other, it wouldn't be chayiv. But he says, but since the Torah doesn't say the words yachtav, therefore it could mean either or. In other words, you don't need a special pasuk to teach you that it has to be either or and it's not together, because it's a given that they're seen individually, either or. Whereas Rabbi Yeshia says that you need a special pasuk to teach that it has to be either or, and that it doesn't have to be together, and that you're chayiv even if it was either or. The word yachtov comes from the halachas of kilayim, that you're not allowed to, let's say, plow with two different types of animals together alongside each other. So an ox and a donkey. You're not allowed to plow with an ox and a donkey together in the same, pulling the same plow. Because over there it says that you're not allowed to plow with a cow and a donkey yachtov together. If it didn't say the words yachtov, it would mean you're not allowed to plow with a cow and a donkey. I would have thought that it means you're not allowed to plow with a cow or with a donkey, either one or the other. So therefore the Torah says no, yachtav, only if they're together. So in same way here, if it said if he cursed his father and his mother together, we would have said only if he cursed them, his father and his mother, at the same time. But if he cursed them individually, then we wouldn't be chayiv. So Rabbi Yonasan holds that it means either or, whereas Rabbi Yeshia says no, normally it would mean only if they were cursed at the same time together. But since the pasuk adds an additional word, therefore it teaches that it only applies if it was individually. What does this have to do with this lishitase, which means they go with the same reasoning as they did in the other question? Rabbi Yoshia haltas m'daf kukn oif yikala l'savavis imeals ein klal. Rabbi Yoshia holds, because he always holds that everything should be seen as a communal, together. Everything is brought together as a group. So therefore, the father and the mother should be seen as a group. In other words, this grouping of people that were the ones that birthed this person, that gave birth to this person. Therefore, if it weren't for that secondary pasuk that says that either the father or the mother, we would have to say that he's not chayiv unless he cursed both of them together as one. Rabbi Yonasan Abahal, because he always sees things as grouped. Whereas Rabbi Yonasan holds, as yet if Zaydafman on them and al Saprad Bifne Atzmai, that each one, he always sees everything as individualized, and therefore the father and the mother have to be seen as individuals, Aviv Bazunder and Ime Bazunder, the father separately and the mother separately. Unless the Torah specifically says together, then of course we would have to treat it as one. But otherwise, you treat them as individuals. Therefore, we don't need an additional pasuk to teach that it applies to the father separately and the mother separately. The same machlokes between Yosha and Rabbi Yonasan we find in regards to benegei kachim, in regards to sanctified foods. Pesach canal, or not sanctified foods, but sanctified elements like carbonus and so on. Pesach canal, we already talked about the carbon Pesach, how they disagree about whether carbon Pesach is considered to be a communal carbon or an individual carbon. Dalad oila soif, now we go to the carbon which is called the oila, which is brought from a bird. Las esreich nechayach lav Hashem in abakar oimen atzayin. The pasuk says, in regards to bringing nesachim, which means wine and oil and other elements, flour that was brought along with the carbon. So it says over there, lasis reich nechech l'Hashem, to bring as a reich nechech to Hashem in a bokem in a tzayim, from the cattle or from the sheep. Ma tamad loima, why does it say in a bokem in a tzayim? We already know what a carbon is from. So the answer is lefishanema, because it says in the pasuk oila, since the Torah mentioned that there is also an oila in these carbonists for which you would have to bring the sachim, shemei ani afilo oila soif b'mashma. I would have thought that it also includes an oila that was brought from a bird. Yitin nesachim, that too should have to have nesachim along with it. Talmud Leimar, so the Torah says no. Min abakar min atzayin, that it only applies, nesachim only applies to cattle or sheep. Divir Rabbi Yoshia, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonis and Aymer. Ein etzarech, Rabbi Yonis says, we don't need this pasuk. Hari yoyim a zevach, v'oif ein a zevach, because also in the pasuk it says zevach, which means a carbon that is brought through shechita, slaughtering, and a bird is not a zevach, doesn't have shechita. Why doesn't a bird have shechita? Because by a carbon, the bird was killed through malika, which is a different type of removing of the head from the back of the neck rather than from the front, like normal shechita and so on. So it's not shechita, it's malika, and therefore, since it's not included in the term zevach, therefore there's no need for the Torah to teach us specially that it doesn't apply to birds. We already know that it doesn't apply to birds. So now let's see how they understand this difference. Loit Rabbi Yoshi is machriya das was zevach ken getay shvernas is kolun sich kleibt zusammen alles sugim euch was mal kaze so ich getase. According to Rabbi Yoshi, who always sees things as groupings, so therefore he could interpret the word zevach as including any type of let's use the term killing of the animal, whether you want to call it zevach, it's strictly speaking shechita because it's done from the front and with a knife, or it's malika, which can be seen in the same grouping even though it's done from the back of the neck and with the nail of the kayan, but it doesn't matter, they're all grouped into that same type of dispatching of the animal through zevach. And malika is sometimes referred to as the shechita, which applies to birds. So in other words, it does fit the general category of zevach. And Rabbi Yoshia always likes seeing things in groupings, and therefore to him, zevach also includes malika. And therefore, an oila soif would also be included in zevach. Therefore, we have to have a special pasuk to tell us to say that birds do not need nesachim, even though they are included in zevach. But there is a pasuk that teaches that they're not included in nesachim. Rabbi Yonasan abahalt as the achroz leitn prat from zevach. Rabbi Yonasan always sees each thing as individualized, and therefore the word zevach, when you look at it specifically, means shechita and not the category, the general category of dispatching of animals in this way. So nisht oyle save the maliku uvele bezvicha, and therefore zevach would not include a bird to begin with, because a bird is all, not through zvicha shchita, but through malika, and therefore it's not individualized through the word zevach, and therefore there's no need to teach us about a bird at all. You don't need an additional pasuk because it's not included in zevach to begin with. Again, it boils down to, do we see things as groupings, as tzibur, do we see things as individual? B'negei a moment, in regards to the question of monetary issues, we see the same achleik is going on. By Chaimish, the Yaisu Chamashise Olav, there is a halacha that says that if somebody consecrated something to the Beis HaMikdash, he made it hekdesh, and now he wants to redeem it, he wants to buy it back from the hekdesh, or somebody wants to buy it back from the hekdesh, so you have to assess the value of it, and he has to pay whatever it's worth to the hekdesh, and the object that was consecrated now is released from hekdesh, and the money that he gives instead of it, that becomes sanctified. What happens if the owner himself, the one who consecrated it himself, he wants to buy it back? So the Torah says he has to add a fifth to the price of whatever it is. So if it's worth $100, he has to add a fifth. The question becomes, how much is a fifth of 100? You would think that it was a simple answer, but no. From the Pasuk V'yosef Chamishisi Olav, the Pasuk says he has to add a fifth to the amount. So we learn from there, Rabbi Yoshia says, Sheyehehu v'chum shechamisha, that when you take the entire amount, the original amount, which is the $100, and the fifth that he has to add, when you take the entire amount together, the amount that he adds should be a fifth of that. In other words, to make it simple, you take $100 and you add 25, now the 25 that he added is a fifth of the entire amount together. Whereas if you were to look at the amount itself, 100, a fifth of 100 is only 20. So the machlekes between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonason is, do you have to add 25 or 20? Rabbi Yoshi says you have to add 25. Rabbi Yonason says what the pasuk means a fifth of the original amount, so it's only 20. Rabbi Yoshi holds that the fifth that we look at is from the outside, looking from the outside in at the full amount. A fifth of 125 is 25. That the fifth has to be a fifth of the original amount together with what he added, and a fifth, that has to be what the fifth is. And Rabbi Yonason holds chaimish melegav, that the fifth comes from the inside, meaning to say it's a fifth of the original amount of the $100, which is 20. Das bore in zeh plukta. So to explain why they argue about this point, kerev chaimish and tzvei bazunder protein. The original amount and the fifth that you have to add are two separate details. The keren is the ikara teshlumin. The original amount, of course, is the primary amount that you have to pay for the thing that you consecrated. When the chaimish is a safa, and the Torah says he shall add a fifth. Say habmavar and akudim shutevas, but they have a certain common denominator between them. Say beide zusammen seinen in tashlumen for the zolba meise. Both of these two elements, the original amount and the additional amount, come to pay for the thing that he wants to deconsecrate. Underiber, and therefore Rabbi Yoshiya gateless shitasai. Rabbi Yoshiya goes according to his opinion, mitzarev dein mechabe zayin beide protim, where he says that we always look at things as in groupings, and therefore dafman geben. Therefore he says we look at this entire amount, even though it has two details, but we group them together as one, the original amount and the additional amount, and therefore you give a fifth of that whole grouping together, which is 25. The tzibur undem kerev chaimish zusammen is chaimish. The coming together, the grouping of the original amount and the fifth together, of that you have to give a fifth. Rabbi Yonason zet yede prat bazunder, whereas Rabbi Yonason always looks at each thing individually. On the ribber is the shir fun ein prat dem chaimish, chamishus from the bazunder and prat keren chaimish mulagav, and therefore he says that the amount of one detail, which is the fifth, is the amount, the fifth of the other detail, which is the hundred. So the hundred, a fifth of that is 20. Whereas Rabbi Yoshia says, we look at the entire amount as one grouping, and if you want to know what a fifth of that is, 25 is a fifth of that. In other words, it's the same concept about which they argue. Do we see things as groupings, or do we see things as individual? B'negei Zman, in regards to the matter of time, the question of time. In dem Gede von Zman, by Egla Rufa, we see in the matter of time, in regards to looking at time, the passage of time, in regards to the mitzi, halacha of Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa means if a body was found outside the city limits, you have to measure to the closest city, and the rabbis, the bezin of that city, has to bring an Egla Rufa, a calf that has to be brought to a water, to a spring, and there it has to be killed in that spot, and they have to declare that it wasn't their fault that this person was killed, and so on. So this Egla Rufa, it says, Asher le'yavid v'le'yizareya, that it has to be an animal that was never worked with, it was never planned, you know, it was never put to work. So the question, so according, in regards to this, it says lishavar. Rabbi Yoshia says it means that even in the past it never was worked. This animal was never worked, used as a burden animal, as a work animal, even in the past. If it ever worked, it's disqualified from being an Egla Rufa. Rabbi Yonis Noyma Lahaba. Rabbi Yonis says only in the future, once you decide that it's going to be the Egla Rufa, you're not allowed to work with it from now on. When the Gemara is Mazbe, the Gemara explains, as Lahaba, the Kula Alma Le Pligi, in regards to the future, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to work from it from now and on. As Vatanya Zareya said, you're not allowed to work with it now. Keep legal the Shabbat, the Machlekes between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yonis, and is only in regards to the past. What happens if it was already worked with? So Rabbi Yoshua says you can't use it anymore for the Egla Rufa. Rabbi Yonis says it's still okay. The Asbara in them to explain it again in these same terms. Al Derech Hanal. In Zman as Einedot Tzvei Inyonim, time can also be seen as made up of two separate elements. The Pratim in Im, Over of Hayviv Asid. Time is made up of elements. There is the past, there is the present, there is the future, and all together they make up the element of time. Then there is dem klal von Zman, the general, the movement of time. Never mind that it's made up of past, present, and future, the body of time, this one grouping of time. Klolos hemshach hazman, ein zusammenstoff von hoive over hoive v'asid, as one body of past, present, and future, there is the idea of time, not as individual elements of past, present, and future, but just as one continuum of time. You can look at it either way. Rabbi Yoshi is mitzaref alo tzazamen. So Rabbi Yoshi always looks at everything as one grouping. He sees time as one long stretch, not made up of past, present, and future, but one long stretch. And therefore, because of its element of one long stretch of time, past, present, and future is all seen as one thing, as one grouping, it's all together. The Ribbe Zokter, therefore he says, as the Tanaya, that this, what the Torah says, that it shouldn't have been, it's you're not allowed to work with it, is in Tziba Vetzir of Hemshech Hazman, is talking about this general stretch of time. Anywhere within that stretch of time, you're not allowed to have it, you're not allowed to work with it. B'meila, Oichin Imaber, and therefore it applies also in the past. If you worked with it in the past, so then in the in time it has been worked with, and therefore it's disqualified. Rabbi Yonis and Abba cooked at the Pratim von Zman. Rabbi Yonis always looks at the details of something. So he looks at the details of time as well. The Yeda Prat of Avhaiva Vahasid is Abazundarinian. He says that he sees the past as one element, the present as one element, and the future as a separate element. Underiber is the Snegeya, not some Asid Lahabu and Nishum Abar, and therefore it doesn't matter what happened in the past. It wasn't yet an Egla Rufa at that time. Now it's becoming an Egel Arufa. So from now and on, you're not allowed to work with it. But what happened in the past is irrelevant to the Egel Arufa because it wasn't yet an Egel Arufa. And therefore he holds that it only applies to the past. So it's also based on the same concept as, do we look at things as grouped as one, or do we look at each thing as an individual detail?
Vav. Figuret kama pamim, as we spoke many times already, hazven megifinta l'shitosef v'chazal mufureshet v'kama makaymes, when you find a l'shitosef, which means two different sages go according to their view of things, and it's the same idea as we said over here, is it communal, do we see everything as grouped, or do we see anything as individual, but you see that they apply that same idea in a whole bunch of different machlokes and throughout the Gemara. Daf megifinin atzriches in yeder and fazei. We have to find a reason why they have to spell out their machlokes in each and every individual case. Because oib nish, if not that there is a specific need for them to express the machlokes in each one of these cases, volt given genug as wenn sie machlokes wird gebracht in ein ort, it should be enough that they bring their general principle of their machlokes in one place, and they tell you that I see things as groupings and I see things as individual, and therefore you would be able to apply that same idea to many other cases, and there's no need for them to repeat their machlokes in every one of the cases. Werd gebracht in ein Ort, und man wollte von dort gekannt ablernen, sehr dehe benegehe, der andere Erte leuten schritasse. They should only bring it in one place. Have your argument in one case, explain your reasoning, and then we'll apply the reasoning to every one of the other cases, and we'll know where you come down on that issue, because we know what your approach is. Is Zayach Ben Yonenu, and therefore, however, if there is a reason why it has to be spelled out in each place separately, and what would be the reason for that? Because even though we understand what they generally hold, but it's perhaps in this particular case, it should be seen differently. That's what Tzrichasa means. Tzrichasa means we need to be told in this particular case, because this may be different, this may be the exception to the rule. So every time they have their machlokes again and again on the same issue, there has to be a reason why this case might have been different, and therefore they have to tell it to you in this case as well. So in our case, why is it that they have to spell out their machlokes in each one of these details, in each one of these cases that we just studied? In the letzte drei pluktes, in regards to the last three machlokes that we talked about, oif, in regards to oilus or oif, whether it's concluded in Shechita or Malika and so on, in Zebach, Chaimish, in regards to the amount, the fifth, whether it's a grouping or it's individual, Unzman, in regards to time, in regards to the Egla Rufa. Kemenzog, and we could say in regards to all of them, Luli Dem, Vasim Tzadin, the Kudim, Shetevez, and Ale Pluktus, and the Zelba Bale Plukta, is Mustabat Zogna, Azul Shetasu Azli. Although normally we would have assumed that since they argue about this concept of grouping or individual, they would have applied it in this case as well. But in this case, no, I would say the machlokes is nish vabunim mit the nekuda anal. In these three particular cases, I would have easily been able to explain that it's not connected to that discussion, whether we look at things as communal or individual. Letzara for the lechalik lefaret, whether you look at things as combined, grouped, or do we look at them as individual and separate? Nor, what would we say is it dependent on? No, mit anderem, besonder time, we would say that over here, we could attribute different reasons for looking at these cases and seeing it differently. In yeder plukta lefin yonah, in each one of the three machlegesen, according to its situation. And we'll now explain all three. Number one, by oyla sa'if, kemezog. In regards to the oila of an oif, we would be able to say, as the plukta tzevach is koil oif, is toloi nish nemtzi tzilatzarev adlechalik, we could easily say that whether oif is included in zevach has nothing to do with
whether we look at things as groupings or as individual, nor in the plukta tziyesh chita loyfim natayra. It could easily be attributed to another machlekes which we have in regards to shchita. The question is, do we consider shechting of a bird to be a Torah law? Does the Torah say that one has to shecht a bird in order to eat it? Other ein shchita loyf. We find a machlekes about this, whether we consider a bird to be included in what the Torah says that you have to shecht, or is it not included? And it's only mitzvah rabbanan. Unagam as di plukta anal is norben by chulin. And even though it's true that this machlekes is whether you have to shecht the bird or not, minat Torah, is only in regards to chulin. There's no question that in the that by karbanis there was such a thing. But when it comes to karbanis, everybody agrees that there has to be malika. In other words, the form of shchita which applies to karbanis, there would be no question because the Torah specifically says it. So therefore, one, why would you attribute a machlekes in regards to whether zevach applies to an oif in regards to a karbon, when clearly the Torah says that there is such a concept by karbonis? But I would say no. Gefim menaber as the zel belosh and zevach state oif menegeitz achulin. But since we find the same term zevach also applying to chulin, the Torah also uses the term shchita, zevach, in regards to chulin non-karbonis. And therefore, if we go with the opinion that there is no shchita for a bird, and since the Torah uses the word zevach for chulin, and if it doesn't include birds, according to this opinion that says that there is no shechting for birds by chulin, and since the Torah does use the term zevach in regards to chulin, so clearly the word zevach cannot include a bird, because otherwise there would be shchita l'oif min ha-Torah. But since that opinion is that there is no shchita l'oif min ha-Torah, clearly the word zevach does not include birds. Afilu v'en hashteit b'kachim. Even when the term is said in regards to kachim, where we know that kachim does have to have malika for a bird, but zevach can't include birds, and therefore in this case, the whole question of whether zevach includes birds, and therefore you need a special pasuk to eliminate it from nesachim, is dependent on this question. Do we say that birds are not included in shchita? Do we say that birds are included in shchita? And that has nothing to do with the question of communal or individual. And therefore, we could have reversed the opinions of Rabbi Yishai and Rabbi Yonasan. Because if it's dependent on something else altogether, then we wouldn't know what Rabbi Yonish and Rabbi Yonasan hold in regards to this matter. And therefore, they have to spell out that their machlekes is based on their old lishitasei, and that their opinions still go according to their seeing of this issue, communal or individual. Number two, chaimish, in regards to the question of chaimish. In imtam von haisafes chaimish by pinyin von hektish, in regards to the reason why one has to add, why does the Torah say to add a fifth when you want to redeem the hektish yourself, is mevayer the Rambam. The Rambam explains that the reason is yor the Torah l'seif machsheves ha'adam. The Torah understood how a person would think. Sheteva shol adam noita lahar b'skinyone, because a person is always going to want to acquire more for himself. And therefore, if you consecrated something to the Beis HaMikdash, that is worth $100 on the market. But you want to buy it back, so you may easily say, well, it's only worth 90, and you'll give only 90 in order to redeem it. So therefore, the Torah says, if you're redeeming it yourself, you have to add an additional fifth. Because it knows that you're always going to try to lowball the redemption. When there's vet peder zayin b'pachas mishabi, and it will always try to redeem it for less than its true value. B'meila, and therefore kemen zog, we could say, as the plukta is in upshatz machsheves adam, that the machlekes here is about how do you assess how far a person would go in trying to lowball the hektish. Vifel de mensch vet peder zayin fun shaviyav. How much would a person try to get away with giving a low figure? Is it enough to say that 20% means 20% of the original value, and that $20 is as much as he would go only 80% of the value, or other we could say that even that is too little. He may go even lower than that. And the great Kaitfun mentioned, that a person may even be willing to go less than 80%. Bismar the Kamas from Rav Yishol Keren, so that we have to go 25% of the entire amount. In other words, a quarter of the original amount. 25%. In other words, a person would even try to get away with 75%, and therefore you have to tack on a 25% increase, addition. And therefore, looking at it this way, we may have said that Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yeshua may have a different opinion about how to approach this issue, and it has nothing to do with their old other machlekes, their lishitasei, and we may have treated it differently. Therefore, they have to tell you that no, we apply our lishitasei also to this issue. Gimel, zman, in regards to the question of time, yeshleimer asdois nish the shailatzi letzaref lechalik. One could say that the question here is not whether we look at it as a grouping, as one stretch of time, or individual elements of time, nor in the etzem etzias fuzman. We look at it as what is the very nature of time. Is loshem fun in loshem v'ragachover, or as the ragachover says it, tzizman is mechumim mepratim ay etzem pashut. Do we even recognize details in time? The ragachover says that time could be, there's a question of whether time should be seen as elements altogether, or do we see it as just one long stretch? So in other words, it's not a question of, do I see it my way, Rabbi Yeshua, or do we see it Rabbi Yonason's way? We take, Rabbi Yeshua, for instance, takes elements and makes them into a group. Rabbi Yonason likes to treat each element separately. But what happens if there is no elements to time to begin with? Because the whole time is just one long stretch and not really made up of elements. Then Rabbi Yoshi has no reason to group them into, or Rabbi Yonason has no reason to divide them into elements. And therefore the same machlegis wouldn't apply. And therefore they have to say, no, we see this also as another element of our lishitosei, and our dispute goes on to this subject as well. Zion. The tzrichese in the esh tzvei pluktas, what is the reason that it has to be also expressed in the first two machlegesen? By makalel is the plukte in pirush von signen akosov. By the question of cursing a father or a mother, the discussion, the machlekes, is in regards to what does the Torah mean when it says a certain word. Then the Torah schreibt zvei zach. On the word yachdov, if the Torah spells out two details without writing the word yachdov together, does it mean both together, or does it mean each one individually? So in other words, it's not a question of how do you see things, it's a question of how does the Torah express that word. Und das kann man nicht wissen von den anderen Pluktas, and that's not something that you could learn from how you see the world in general. Does that mean that the Torah, the wording in the Torah also follows that? Not necessarily. And therefore they have to also explain their machlekes in regards to this issue as well, whether the cursing of the father and the mother means, does it include both individually, or does it mean only as a group? Another thing that we say about this, do is the plukte wegen the then the Torah is mefarad because of echad tzvei legamri bazundari inyanim. The machlekes here is the Torah is specifying two completely different things. A father and a mother are two individuals, two separate people, and they're not the same. Nishvi kerem v'chemesh, as opposed to by, let's say, the kerem v'chemesh, they're both a payment for the redeeming of the hektish. So they're really one category, only divided into two separate elements. But the father and the mother are two people, two separate people. They're not in any way linked to each other. So therefore, two completely separate things. Do we also combine them into one group? As in under Falnism et Sarev, so therefore we would be able to say that although it's true that Rabbi Yoshia normally groups together different elements into one group, but over here, Aber in dem Fall is Minish Metzarev, but over here, what does the father and the mother have to do in regards to the son cursing them? Are they one element? They're two separate people. Why would they be grouped into one element? Even according to Rabbi Yoshia, who generally does group people into or things into one element. By Ira Nidachas, in regards to the Ira Nidachas, is a plukta in the Pirush Funavort Vashtate in Torah. Again, their machloikis is in regards to a word that is said in the Torah. Vazvet Ungerufen Ir, what is called a city? The Torah says a city that was led astray. How do you define a city? What does the Torah mean when it says city? Ven vetus ois ir. So the question is, what's called a city? And when is it no longer called a city? When does it begin to be a city? When does it end being a city? Nor yechidim aratzi, but do we say only individuals? Or even as a group? So therefore, that might be the basis of the machlokes between Rabbi Yoshia or the... It wouldn't even be Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. It might just be, how do we see it? And how would you know what Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia hold in regards to this? L'chayre kem efregen di plukte is l'chayre al derech vizeye plukte by oif. And you might be asked that this machlokes about Ina Nidacha seems to be very similar to their machlokes about the bird. Where it's also dependent on the same concept. What does the Torah define with the word zevach? So it's similar to here. What does the Torah mean with the word ear? And just like in the case of zevach, they still impose their thinking on the word, on interpreting the word. So therefore, why would it be different in regards to the term ear? You could say that it would be the same machlokes in regards to the definition of the word ear, just like it's the same machlokes in the definition of the word zevach. So if they still impose their reasoning on the word zevach, why would it be different? You could just eliminate the machlokes of ear and say that it goes with the same as zevach, just like they argue about the term zevach in the Torah, and it goes according to their way of looking at things, so also the term ear should go according to their way of looking at things. So then why does their machlegis have to be repeated by ir nidachas again? So to answer that is no use of by zevach So in addition to what we said before, the Rebbe gave a second explanation about why it might be different, that it might be dependent on that it might be dependent on that question. Yeshleiman, in addition to that, there's another reason. By Ira Nidachas is da chidish v'chilik bedin in the inyan from Tzibur Gufa. In we could see it completely differently here, because by Ira Nidachas there's something new and novel about how we look at even the groupings are different, because there's a difference between 10 and 100 and the majority of a shevet, and each one is seen as a different type of a communal grouping. When the far volt megikens main, and therefore we may have thought, as in dem fall is Rabbi Yoshia made it to Rabbi Yonasan, that in this particular case Rabbi Yonasan would admit to agree with Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yoshia would agree with Rabbi Yonasan as tfei memei as ein anir, that in this case, because we see that the Torah makes a difference between 10 and 100 and a rubishol shevet, that in this case too, even more than 100 should be considered a city, in other words, a collection of individuals, up until it becomes a rubishol shevet. V'baldazoich ir is a tzibur, since the Torah defines it as an ir and wants it to be a grouping, and therefore sees it even over 100 people as still being considered a tzibur, which is what Rabbi Yoshia likes. Other leader Giso, we could see it the opposite way. Rabbi Yonasan is made of Rabbi Yoshia. We might even look at it the opposite way, as Rabbi Yonasan agrees with Rabbi Yoshia. We bald as become of a coming Yonasan as Sora Oishichidim, since in certain things, in certain cases, 10 people together is no longer considered individuals. They're now considered a tzibur, like let's say a minion. when you bring together a minyan, they're no longer seen as individuals, they're seen as a group, a tzibur. And therefore we see that the term tzibur already applies to a grouping of 10, and therefore in this case maybe Rabbi Yonason would agree with Rabbi Yoshia that starting from 10 they're already considered a tzibur, or in this case an ear, and then when they get to over 100 it's no longer an ear and now it becomes a full tzibur. So therefore it's hard to know, because there are so many different elements in this case of ir nidachas. There's a grouping of 10, there's a grouping of 100, there's a tzibur, a rubah shel shevet. It's hard to know where to draw the line. Maybe Rabbi Yoshia would lean more towards Rabbi Yonason in this case, or maybe Rabbi Yonason would lean more towards Rabbi Yoshia, because there is no defined line. And therefore, we have to also express the machlokes even by ir nidachas. Now we're going to move to new cases. Ches, das was Rabbi Yoshia halt, sei bei Mekalu, as mis mitzarev zwei protim v'stein in teure zusammen. This that Rabbi Yoshia holds, in the case of Mekalu, where he curses his father and his mother, that he says that we would have to see it as having cursed both his father and his mother together. In other words, he sees these two details as being one element, the parents. Is es nishnor wenn beide protim seine von selben Sug, that is not only when both details are, they share the category, they are the parents, that brings them together. Nor afilu wenn sie seine zwei besondere Sugim, but we could see the same achlokes, the same approach of Rabbi Yoshia, even when the two details are not the same category, they're two separate elements, yet they're brought together as one. Das lernt man ab von noch a plukte zeide, this we can learn from another machlokes. Ma'arvim l'kronis. There's a machlekes between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonason in regards to, there were two karbonis that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur, which he had to bring them into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, into the inner sanctum, and he sprinkled the blood over there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he brought the blood out and he sprinkled it also on the Mizbeach, on the four corners of the Mizbeach, Hapnimi, meaning the inner Mizbeach, the one that usually they brought Ktoiris on it. It was inside the Mikdash, not the Mizbeach that was outside in the courtyard. So the question is, Ma'arvin l'kronis, or a Ma'arvin l'kronis? He has to sprinkle from both separate karbonis onto the four corners. The question is, does he mix the blood together into one bowl and then sprinkle the mixture on the corners? Or do we say, no, he doesn't mix them together. He sprinkles each blood, each type of blood, separately onto the Mizbeach. So the Machlokes is based on the Pasuk that says, V'lokach midama por, he shall take from the blood of the ox, or midama soirim, from the blood of the goat. Sheyiyu me'uravim. So Rabbi Yoshia says, they should be mixed together. And then after they're mixed together, we sprinkle them together as they're mixed together in one mixture onto the corners of the Mizbeach. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonason Neymar. Rabbi Yonason says, Mazim bifnei atzmei, Mazim bifnei atzmei. He sprinkles the Dama Por separately and he sprinkles the Dama Soyer separately. The Parfen Kohen Gadol. So here comes the question that the Rebbe is dealing with now. By Aviv Imai, they're both one type of category. They're both parents. Whereas here, the parrot from Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim is a Korban Yochid. The ox of the Kohen Gadol, or the bull of the Kohen Gadol, was a personal Korban. The Kohen Gadol's personal Korban. On the Soir, Ashalom. Then there was the goat which was brought. That was a communal. That was the Soir that belonged to the community. He was bringing it on behalf of the community. A carbon tzibur. In other words, that carbon was a communal carbon. Und And even though they're two completely different types of carbonus, one is a personal carbon, one is a communal carbon, still Rabbi Yoshia says that you mix them together into one grouping. That's a chiddush over the Aviv Imai, where they are the same category to begin with. Therefore, I could see them as a group. But over here, they're two separate types of categories. Still, Rabbi Yoshia says that you group them together.
noch a chiddush v'marvin l'koronis ef makalu, another chiddush, another novel thing that we would find in this additional machlokes of the mixing together of the bloods over the case of the cursing of the father and the mother. Thus is Rabbi Yoshi is zog by makalu, that which Rabbi Yoshi says by in regards to the cursing situation, as lule dem limud miyuchad veis menor kol kidl aviv v'imay, without this additional pasuk that teaches us that even if they curse them separately, I would have thought only if he curses them together. Meintes nisham amuze mekal zayn bevas achas in dem zolm dibur. Even when we say that he has to curse them together, it doesn't mean literally together, meaning to say in the same utterance he has to say he curses his father and his mother. The truth is, nafilu venzeh chazeh, even if he first cursed his father, then later he cursed his mother, that would also be considered he cursed both of them, even though they were not at the same time. Is the undechidush from the posik is the filo aviv or the ime alein is a melchayev. So now the posik comes and says he doesn't even have to say one after the other. Never mind that he doesn't have to say it in one breath. Not even does he have to say it one after the other. The posik comes to. The additional pasuk comes to tell us that even if he did only his father or only his mother and never did the other one, he's still chayiv. Thus haste, in other words, the letzarif in dem fal main beide aviv un imay, aber oich bazeh chazeh, that when we say to bring them together, when Rabbi Yoshi says that it brings them together, aviv v'imay together, it doesn't mean together in one breath. It means the father and the mother separately. And when he talks about and to separate them into two elements means only one and not the other. So even when we talk about bringing them together, it doesn't mean literally bringing them together because they're in two separate statements. He cursed his father and then later he cursed his mother. That's called together, even though they're not really together. And when the pasuk says, no, even if they're separate, it means they're completely separate. It's only the father or only the mother. And that's what we call together and separate. By ma'arvim l'koronis ober, halten ala medav zei, medav mazuz ein beide al karnis of his beach. When it comes, however, to the sprinkling of the blood, what's called mixing together over there, everybody agrees that both of them have to be sprinkled as distinct from the father and the mother, where it's only one or the other. It doesn't have to be together at all. The plukta is, the machlokes is only tzimiz ma'arvim beide bevasachas, whether we mix them together into the same act. When you sprinkle on the mizbeach, are they sprinkled together in the same act or one after the other? Adam is a mazazeh chazeh. On the far is da a chiddush and shittas Rabbi Yoshi by ma'arvim l'kronis, and therefore Rabbi Yoshi tells us something new in the case of ma'arvim l'kronis in the blood. V'am is da ma'arev dem dam apart zuzama mitn dam asor, because over here he's saying not only do they have to both have been included even though in separate statements, but they have to be included together in the same act. So that's something whereby the blood takes on a new and a greater mixture, bringing together, even than the case of makalul. In the case of makalul, the bringing together only means they're both ultimately going to get done, cursed, in separate statements even. Whereas by ma'arvin l'kronis, he says, no, that wouldn't be enough, that they should both get done. Of course they both have to get done. Rabbi Yonason also agrees that they both have to be sprinkled. What I say that they have to be brought together means they have to be brought together into the same act. And that's much more than even the case of makalul. That's why he has to say it and not just lean on the fact that he already said this in the case of makalul, and you'll understand the same applies by ma'arvin l'kronis. So that's a novel thing that we find in this case by from Rabbi Yoshi's perspective. Le'idach, on the other hand, is Eichda Achidush and Shidus Rabbi Yonason by Ma'arvin L'Kronis. There's also a novel, something novel about Rabbi Yonason's approach to this case. Kanal is the Soira Korban Sibur. As we said before,
the goat was a communal carbon. Und der Fahr ist das, war zu sagen, als Lechel Chul Alma ich lebrenes in his men mitzarev zum Zibr soir noch ein Jochid par. And therefore, it would be possible to say that since we're already talking about a communal carbon, so therefore the communal, if you already have a communal situation, the carbon soir, so then add the individual into that grouping. So just add the individual, the par, which is a personal carbon, into the grouping of the tzibur. Rabbi Yonasan might have agreed with that, since we're already dealing with a communal situation. So therefore he would agree that by Kronos you should mix it together. By Mekal, he would say, no, I wouldn't, if it's said it over here by Ma'arv and Lekonis, it wouldn't necessarily teach us in regards to the cursing of the father and the mother, because each one of them is an individual. Who says that you have to bring together two individuals? To fold the individual into the already existing communal, that would make sense. But when you have two individuals, why do you have to group them together? So therefore, it wouldn't have taught us the fact that Ma'arvim Lekronos would not necessarily have taught us about Mekalo, that there too you should group them as one. Tess. Nocha plukta tzishin Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yonasan. Another machlekes that we find between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yonasan, tzishneim ke'echad oda echad b'fnei atzmei, whether we see them as together, the two of them are grouped together, or each one is seen separately. This is the machlokes by a gadol abor laktanim. If an adult had an illicit relationship with a minor, with a young girl, umesu gam shneim, she was a married woman, and therefore the penalty for an illicit relationship with a married woman is death. So the pasuk says umesu gam shneim. The pasuk says in general, when talking about two adults, when two adults have this kind of an illicit relationship, they both shall die. From this we learn, so Rabbi Yeshua says, from this pasuk we learn that only if they're both equal to the penalty do we apply the penalty. But in this case, since the young girl is faultless, she's a minor, so she gets no penalty, therefore you can no longer say that both of them will die together, and therefore the man gets away with it as well. Rabbi Yonasan says, "Umeisa isha shachav ima levadai." The Torah gives another case in which the girl was faultless. A man forced himself upon her without her agreement, and she had nothing she could do. So therefore, it says there, and the man alone shall die. So we see the pasuk also says that it's possible that the man alone shall die, even if the woman is not going to die, and still you apply the death penalty to him. And therefore he applies the same idea to the adult which had a relationship with a young girl, that even though she is not going to be punished, he should still be punished. So Rabbi Yeshua zogt, as the chiyuv misu meisu leik tzich oiv dem tzirav shneim ke'echad. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the application of the penalty is given to them as a group. As he always says, everything is grouped together. And therefore both of them have to be able to receive the penalty, and if they don't, both of them are not able to receive the penalty, then neither of them receives the penalty. Rabbi Yonasan halt, as mizenish mitzar, Rabbi Yonasan says, we don't bring them together, they're seen as individuals. The chiya misa is of yedin bazunder, the penalty applies to each one separately, echad echad b'fnei atzmai, each one on its own. Umeisa ish levade, as the pasuk says, the man shall die alone, only he shall die. So he sees it as two separate individuals. You give the penalty to whichever one deserves the penalty. So why do we have to also express the same achleikas in this case too, since we already know their wide-ranging different approach to all issues? The tzriches in the plukta loit pirush Rashi in the sugya. So the explanation of why here too it needs to be said, based on how Rashi interprets this subject, that shneim ke'echad, shneim shovim, means that the two of them should be equal, means that they both get the same death penalty. Aktana is nicht shovet zu agadol ba'enshin. The question is, the issue that Rashi says is that what happens if there were two people that committed one act together, like in the, specifically in the case of a Bas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen that had an illicit relationship, was married, that had an illicit relationship with a man, so he gets the penalty of chenek, one type of death penalty. She gets sreifa, as the Torah specifically expresses. So the question is, they're getting two different types of death penalties. So there we have a situation where the penalties are not the same. Even if they were both to receive penalties, there would be different types of penalties. But so based on this, the question is, Aktana is nit shavet zu agadol b'einshim. It's not that a minor doesn't get the same type of penalty, like let's say the case of the Bas Kohen, which gets a different type of penalty. It's a completely different subject. No, zi is nish begeder einshim. A minor isn't even included in the term penalties. She isn't, we don't apply penalties to children to begin with at all. So it's not that she gets a different type of penalty. She's not similar in her penalty to the man. She is not included in penalty altogether. Und der Fall wird gekannt sagen, and therefore we might be able to say, as in them follows Rabbi Yeshua Medes Rabbi Yonason, that in this case Rabbi Yeshua would agree to Rabbi Yonason, as Chachas is in the Shtadet Naif and Shneim Ke'echod, that even though we can't apply that they should both get the same penalty, Bleib Dechiyev Eifen Godel, we would still say that the adult should get the death penalty, because it's not that they're not similar to each other. It's not that they're not the same together. It's that she is not included at all. So therefore he is included, she's not included, so you give him what he deserves. The reason that the minor, the child, is not punished is it's nicht hepech von der Zirish name ke'echad. It's not that it no longer fits into Rabbi Yoshi's need to have them seen as one grouping. It's not a problem at all. Valdos is nish begedet tzira, because they're not able to be grouped into one grouping. He's an adult, she's a child, he gets a penalty, she doesn't get a penalty. Therefore, there's no need to group them anymore. They're two completely separate situations. When would Rabbi Yoshia have a problem if both of them are deserving of penalty? And one of them gets one kind of a penalty, the other one gets another kind of a penalty, maybe then he would say that. But since in this case, there is no ability to include her at all, therefore there's no need to include her, and he would agree with Rabbi Yonason that in this case you would apply the death penalty to the man alone. And therefore Rabbi Yoshua has to say, no, even in this case I also say that if they both don't get the penalty, they're not grouped together in this penalty, then they're both exempt. Yud. The Chiddush was his da in the Plukta by Pesach. The chiddush that there is in this, something unique about their machlokes in regards to the Korban Pesach, was the far kemenes nicht ablehnen von die andere pluktes anal, which is why the Korban Pesach has to be expressed separately and you can't learn it from all the other ones. The geret frie baruch, as you mentioned earlier, is l'kula alma hot Korban Pesach in sich beide gedorim. Everybody agrees that Korban Pesach has elements of both. Siphon Sibur of Siphon Yochid. It has elements of a communal carbon, as that has elements of an individual carbon. As we said, everybody eats it on their own, and so on. And the communal part of it is that they all come as groups, and so on. Is the rib und der ribe voltmen geken sagen? Therefore, we might say as from them, as in them fall as Rabbi Yoshua made it to Rabbi Yonason. We might say that in this case, Rabbi Yoshua would agree with Rabbi Yonason as is nishna inyan shel tzibur, that it's not a matter of grouping of communal, because it has elements of individual. And avzoyech leipach, the same, we could say the opposite. As kenzayin as Rabbi Yonason is made as Rabbi Yoshua. Maybe Rabbi Yonason would agree with Rabbi Yoshua, as this is nishkan inyan fin yochid, that it's not an individual carbon, it's a grouping. It's a communal carbon, and therefore you would agree in this case with Rabbi Yoshua. And therefore, you need to be told by Korban Pesach the same achlekes. The inyan hanal in Korban Pesach, as is hod gedorim fin yochid and tzibur, this idea that the Korban Pesach, for some reason, has elements of a communal carbon and elements of an individual carbon. that Mefashtein Kleder will understand this idea better, Leuten Hezber in dem Gedef von Hatzibur. By first understanding what does community mean? What is the meaning of community? If we define the idea of community, then we'll understand a little better about the Korban Pesach. There are two ways in which you can define communal. Number one, as ved bottle the mitzvahs from yechidim, that when you have a community, the individual loses their standing altogether. When as ved mitzvahs chadash legamri, and now that there is a new existence of a community, then everything is about the community. The individual loses his standing. Mitzvahs achas from tzibur, there is now a new mitzvahs. There is a new existence. There is a community, and that's what we look at. And the community becomes the individualized grouping. That becomes the new yachid. The community becomes the new entity. And the individual entities are now lost completely and folded into the communal existence. Bay is another way of looking at it. Tzibur meitnish ha-metzias achas legamri, that the communal doesn't mean that they now are this one group and one entity. A community means a bringing together of many individuals. So we still recognize the individuals. As we can find this in Halacha, we say that there are certain things that should be done with a greater community. You shouldn't do it just with a minyan. If possible, bring 10 minyanim or more people, because the more people there are, the more beautiful for the king. Like it says, the Megillah should be read in great big groups. It's more honorable for Hashem. A bris should be greater groups rather than a minyan mitzumtzum. For the mechuvin is nisht as a verna metzias achas. The point here is not that they become one big blob of a community, but adrav, because to the contrary, does it dars negay the ribui? We are looking for the more people to join into the community. That's what makes it more beautiful, that there are more individuals. Vos mer de rav als mer is a meisav in the madras melech. The more there are individuals in the grouping, the more it is beautiful for the king. And therefore, it's not that we've lost the individuals. The group is made up of individuals. So that's two ways of looking at it. And therefore, we could say that this is what the meaning of the communal is in regards to the Korban Pesach. It's not the kind of Korban where the whole community is seen as one group, as would be the case in other korbanos. Let's say the korban tamid, the whole community is represented by one korban, and that's it, and it's just the community. Nor vu ali eden tzibur bleib ma metzius von ribe yechidim. Rather, all the tzibur element of the korban pesach, which is that all the Jews come together as a group, they are all seen as individuals, and they each bring their individual carbon, and together they make up the tzibur, the group. And not one entire community, but at least three communities, which, as we said before, the Korban Pesach was brought in three groups of at least 30. And one could say perhaps that the Tama Pnimi Favos Korban Pesach Hatzin Zich Beide Inyanim Yochad and Tzibur, that what is the reason, at least from the perspective of Chassidus, why the Korban Pesach has both of these elements contained within it, which is not common for other korbanos. The reason is Pesach is the Zman Leida from Am Yisrael. Pesach was the time when the birth of the Jewish nation and the far. Therefore, the Korban Pesach expresses the two extremes that the Am Yisrael contains within itself. What are those two extremes? All the Yidden are grouped together as one community. We're all seen as one group and one Am and so on. Akayma achas shleima, one big structure. We all fit into one body, so to speak. Le'idach, on the other hand, yet eat farzich is an oilamoli. Each individual Jew is considered to be a whole world unto itself. So in other words, that the Jewish people are made up of the same two elements. There is the fact that we all are one body of Jews. At the same time, each one individually is an entire world, a full world.
The Midas movement for us, the Inyan von Zibur and Korban Pesach, hat sich erst übertan in Pesach Midbar.
So going back first for a second, so therefore the Korban Pesach expresses those two elements, since it is the Korban that expresses the birth of the Jewish nation. And the reason that it only, this element of Tzibur only came to the second year of the Korban. The first year it was all about individuals, everybody did it at home. And the communal element only was added in the Midbar, in the second year. Hagamas later, Sam Yisrael is given Mitzvah Mitzrayim, even though the birth of the Jewish nation happened when they left Mitzrayim. So it should have happened the first year.
The reason is, weil euch bei Eden hat die Achone zum Metzies von Zibur sich aufgetan erst später im Matten Teure.
The reason is because becoming a communal body was added, was an added dimension that the Yidden received at Matten Teure.
Wenn sie seinige zugekommen zum Bayichan, Sham Yisrael neged ahar ki ish echad.
That happened when the Yidden came to the foot of Mount Sinai. And over there it says, they Bayichan, he camped in a singular. And so in other words, it should have said the Jews camped, it should have said in a plural. It says in a singular because it teaches us that they all camped as one. They became a community of one. And therefore the Pasuk describes it as one, it camped, not they camped. The community camped. So in other words, this was something that was added by Sinai. And therefore the communal element did not happen back in Mitzrayim, it happened only later by Matan Torah.
Von deswegen ist euch in Mitzrayim gewend der Inyan von der Korbanos HaPesach.
Still, even in Mitzrayim, they also had the Korban Pesach. And they didn't wait until after Matan Torah.
Und noch mehr kamen wir kamen Halachos von Pesach, deutes wird abgelernt, dafke von dem, was steht bei Pesach Mitzrayim.
In fact, we find that many of the Halachos that we know how to do the Korban Pesach in the future generations is learned from the very first Korban Pesach that was brought back in Mitzrayim. In other words, das heißt, das Pesach Mitzrayim ist der Reish V'Yisoid von der Später der Gepsachim. Meaning that the Korban Pesach as it was brought in Mitzrayim is really the seed of all the other Korbanos. That's where it all starts. That's where it all formed and that's where it all developed. And we learn everything from there.
And so the reason is, even though this was before they became a community, weil das was Am Yisrael der Später beis man teure gewonnen Matzias von Atzibur, because the reason that the Yidden later at Matan Torah became a communal element is as in an Eifen was the Metzias von Chshivas von Ayachid was is mudgish in Pesach Mitzrayim kanal ver durch dem nish botel nor bleibt euch noch dem als Metzias.
And that is because even later when the Yidden became a community by Matan Torah, and that was expressed in the Korban Pesach of the later year, but it had to be in such a way that the individualism was still recognized fully. And that was taken from the Pesach Mitzrayim. Before they became a community, that each one did it on his own. Each one was recognized as his own individual. And since that has to remain an element, a condition in the community of the Jewish people, therefore it's a combination of the first Korban Pesach together with the later Korban Pesachs in order to focus to bring the attention to the individual as well as the communal.
V'yeshleimer, and we could say even that as oichem Pesach Mitzrayim is given al kaponim me'ein von inin atzibur, that even in Pesach Mitzrayim, as it was back in Mitzrayim, there was still some element of tzibur even in that Korban Pesach. V'yeshver detzel the medrash, that the medrash tells us as kol Yisrael ham gegessen from pitzcha shal Moshe, that all the Yidden came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they wanted to eat from his Korban Pesach. They each ate a piece from his Korban Pesach. In other words, in that way, they all were merged into one group. They all ate from the same Korban Pesach, from Moshe Rabbeinu. And the reason is, V'varim V'bal, Pesach Mitzrayim is the Yesod from Pesach Doiris. Since the Pesach Mitzrayim is going to be the foundation of the later Korban Pesach, as we said before, Hot Gemuz Zayin, as in Em, Al-Koponim, in Korban from Nesi Ador. So therefore, there had to be in that first Korban Pesach,
or at least in the carbon of the Nasi of the Dor Moshe Rabbeinu, ame'ein fun inyan ha-tzibur, there had to be some element of tzibur in that one as well, and therefore it was expressed in that way. Yud Beis, adina kude, as does vos am Yisrael zayin ha-metzius fun tzibur, and nish mevatel di yechidin shabay. This idea that Am Yisrael is the kind of tzibur, the kind of community which does not nullify its individuals. Spiegel Tzachob by Karbonis Tzibur Mamish, that can be expressed, also seen in the literal community carbons, communal carbonis. Ramagama Zekumen for Mamet Tzibur, although they have to be taken from the communal funds. And as Dav Zayin Yimserin Letzibur Yofa Yofa, in fact, there is a condition that if there is an individual that buys a carbon that he wants to be used for the communal offerings, he has to hand it over to the community. So the Gemara says, Yimserim Letzibur Yofa Yofa, he has to completely, wholeheartedly, fully give it up to the Tzibur, because it can't be an individual's carbon, it has to belong to the community. Svet oisma min yachad. In other words, it has to be, it can no longer be the property or the of an individual. It has to belong to the community. Von deswegen wird nicht nisbatel legamri de chelik von yachid in carbon tomit. So even though it has to be belong to the community, but still we see that the individual's part in it is not lost completely. How do we see that? V'chazal zogn oifim posuk. Our sages tell us about the pasuk by Koirach Vardosai in regards to Koirach and that whole showdown. Al Teifen on Lechosam, Moshe Rabbeinu said, do not turn to their offering. Consume only our offering, Aaron's offering. So it says, so what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Yedeyani sheyeshlam chelik betomet tzibur, I know that they too share in the individual, in the communal carbon, which was brought by Aaron. Af chelkem lo yukubel lefanecha, therefore he was praying that even their part in the communal offering should not be accepted by Hashem. In other words, don't take their part of the communal offering. So we see that even in the communal offering, there is the individual's part in it, even though it has to belong to the community, but each individual has a small share in it. Nochmer, even more so, the din is, as a filo ven ayochid und von dem tzibur ved gevoigen kegen dem tzibur. The halacha is that when there is an individual, when you're weighing the individual as opposed in comparison to the community, is menish mevater even yochid slib dem tzibur. Obviously, the tzibur would take precedence, but still, we do not give up on the individual, even at the cost of the community. Where do we see this? The pasak from Rambam, the Rambam rules that im amru lehem akum, if the evil goyim come and say, tnu lana echad mikem, give us one of you, the nargenim will kill this one individual. V'im lavir, if you don't give up one of your own, nahar kulchem, we will kill all of you. What should they do? Yahargu kulam ba'al yimsram nefesh achas miyisrael. They should all allow themselves to be killed and not hand over one Jew to them. So we see that we would rather that they should kill every individual, all the whole community, rather than give up one individual for killing. Das heißt, agamas tzibur is machrias ayochid. So even though in a general sense the community overweighs the importance of the individual, kenes aber nicht mevatel sein dem tzibur von yochid, but it doesn't destroy, it doesn't nullify, negate the individual's value and worth. So we see this even expressed, that even at the cost of the whole community, we may sometimes give extreme importance to the individual. So we see from these two things that even though the community, even as a community, each individual is recognized separately. Yud Gimel. Punkt wie das ist, bin ich eher zu Tzibur. And just like this is in regards to the community, Klolos Am Yisrael, the general, the full community of the Yidden, Azayis has been a zum yochid. So also in the case of the individual, von em ved gemon beide tnuas, that each individual Jew has to be able to live with both of these two extreme approaches. Kemaimer Hillel, as Hillel says, Im ein ani li mili, if I don't do for myself, who will do for me? In other words, you have to recognize your own individuality. On the other hand, he says, Kshani la'atzmi mani, if I do it only for myself, then who am I? In other words, I have to recognize the community as well. Eriz ha-metzius v'na yochid ani li, he exists as an individual, I have to do for myself. Unzazam in the mit, is a tale for Klal Yisrael at the same time, he is a part of the Jewish community, and oib nisht hata garnish, and if I don't feel myself as a part of the community, then I have nothing. Kshani la'atzmi mani, as he says, yeah, pia now, and according to this, that these two ideas of the individual as opposed to the communal, and how the community is made up of both, these are both expressed in the Korban Pesach, as we just described at length. We can explain this, what that Hill said, as it pertains to the Korban Pesach, since it comes from the Korban Pesach, we can explain how it relates to Pesach. Al derech hatzachos means in a lighter way, more like a medrashic way. Or behagdim, by first explaining, Hagam says nit shayach to zogen as bimei Hillel is given the minig at zulernen pirkei avos ben Pesach l'shvuas. Even though clearly it's not possible to say that in the time of Hillel they were already learning Pirkei Avos between Pesach and Shavuos as we do today, because it didn't exist yet. Pirkei Avos didn't exist yet. Since, however, the Torah is eternal, including the Minhagim of Yisrael, which are also considered Torah, so they have a certain internal sense to them. Darf as the Maim of Hillel, so therefore in this thing, I think the Rebbe is sort of a throwback to what he said before, that the eternity of it goes backwards in time as well. In the time of Hillel, it didn't exist, the idea that Yidden learned Pirkei Avos after Pesach. In other words, that immediately after Pesach, you learned the first Perek in Pirkei Avos. But since the Torah is eternal, so this minig is eternal too, so it has a certain validity and truth, even in the time of Hillel. Darf nizog, and therefore we have to say, as the Maimah in Hillel was, is in Perek Rishon, from Masechta Avos, that this expression, Imein Ani Li Mili, which is in the first Perek of Masechta Avos, Hatashaychus Sum Eshen Shabbos Noch Pesach, is connected to the first Shabbos after Pesach, as we see that we learn it at that time. And even though in the time of Hillel they didn't, but what he said somehow expressed itself in connection to Pesach. Babir, the explanation of what is the connection to Pesach. Vidamon betchilas asicha, as we explained at the beginning of this sicha, hat Hillel gepaskent as Pesach is deiches Shabbos. Hillel ruled that Pesach is deiches Shabbos, as we discussed about the B'nai B'seira and Hillel. As we explained before, the reason Hillel said that the Korban Pesach overrules Shabbos is because it's a communal korban. When the Gemara is dort mesayim, as dos hod gebrach, as menat memana given Hillel als nasi. The Gemara over there concludes the story by saying that because Hillel remembered this and he applied this ruling and he sort of brought to light such an important thing, therefore they decided that he should be the leader, the nasi. That's why they appointed him the nasi. So this now fits into this Mishnah. How so? Learn mengleich noch Pesach. So right after Pesach, what do we learn? In other words, right after Hillel became a Nasi because he ruled that they should bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So Maim, that's when he became the Nasi. Maim of Toiras Vayiros Hillel, right after that, we immediately study this teaching of Hillel. That teaching which is connected to Korban Pesach, through which he became the Nasi through the Korban Pesach. It's all interconnected. Now we learn the Mishnah. Imein ani li mili. If I am not for me, who am I? Who I'm not going to do for myself? The mahus from Korban Pesach is a Korban Yachid. As we said before, the nature of a Korban Pesach is that it's an individual Korban. Each one eats it on his own, each one has to bring their own, and so on. Medarfim alein bring it from Maman Yachid. You have to bring it from your own money. You have to group yourself in with the group. You have to be part of it from before. Le'idach, but on the other hand, k'shani latzmi mani. If I do only for myself, what am I? And mozhabim them get it from carbon tzibur. I have to be part of the carbon pesach. Has to be a communal event as well. Because if it was just a personal carbon, as we said before, that is also a condition in being able to be Deicha Shabbos. It has to be a carbon tzibur in order to be Deicha Shabbos. So if it was an individual, then it wouldn't be Deicha Shabbos. And if it wasn't a communal carbon, then Hillel wouldn't have been able to teach that it should be brought on Shabbos, and therefore he wouldn't have become the Nasi. Then, Mani, what would I be? I wouldn't be the Nasi that I am. Kem and Fregen, so then you could ask, the Korban Pesach is an initial tzibur. Even if the Korban Pesach is a communal korban, Moses the Chabmat Naif and Kavuas Manai, if it's a canon Deiches and Shabbos, it still needs that additional detail, that it has to have a specific time in which it's brought. In order to be able to override Shabbos, Zokt Hillel, so therefore Hillel concludes him, Loi Achshav Emasai, and if not now, then when? If it's not something that has to be brought immediately, done immediately, then it's not going to be Deicha Shabbos. Korban Pesach is Kavu Azmane, Afidal Nissen, the reason that it's Deicha Shabbos is because it's specific to Erev Pesach, on Yidal Nissen, and therefore that's why it's brought in. Yudalad. Gishem yisiz by yeder and bazich, just like it's true for each person individually. Zayich menegeyetzu le'reyacha, ba'afta le'reyacha kamecha. Just like it's true for yourself that there are both elements, the public and the individual. So also it's true in regards to from your relationship with other people. Siz yedua as der inyan von avos yisrael is zu velche idne zol nor nizayin. It's true that this idea that Avos Yisrael has to extend to every person, no matter who it is, every Jew, no matter who it is mitzadem was called ish Yisrael ki ish echad chaverim, is because every single Jew is like one person. We're all related. We're all connected to each other. The Alter Rebbe is this mazber, as the Alter Rebbe explains, as ali idn zayin vi ish echad mechuba meivorim rabim, that all Jews are like one person made up of different limbs. Each Jew is another limb from of the same body, but all the Jewish people are one body. When in dem zayne faran kama biurim, and there are a number of explanations about how this can be seen. One is yeder id is a telf un klal Yisrael, that every Jew is a part of the general group, community of the Jewish people. K'may Machazal, as our sages tell us, Elohe Yisrael Chaseirim by Matan Torah, that if there was even one Jew missing from Matan Torah, Afilo Adam Echad Lo Yehaya Hashchina Niglus Aleim, the Shechina would not have revealed itself to us if it was even one Jew missing from the entire group. In other words, that every Jew is a part of the body of the Jewish people, and together we make up one body. Kol Tainish Eimba Mepesh Yisrael, or another expression of Chazal, is that every fast that is called, that doesn't have as a part of it also the sinners amongst the Jews, Eina Tainish, is not considered to be a valid fast. In other words, it's not going to accomplish what it needs, because you need every element of the community. Everybody has to be part of the community. It's dependent on every individual. Vazdos is Nishmitzad Aprodes Dikim Maile Funim Yochid. And this doesn't mean that we look at the individual qualities of each Jew within the community. It's not about the personal qualities of each person, but rather nodofas eina fun dem klal, but rather because the entire community is made up of all of these individuals, regardless of whether they have a quality which the community needs or not. It's just that everybody has to be part of it, and that's why everyone must be part of it in order to make up the klal. That's one way of looking at it. Number two, yed id hata protis dike maile, because the maile is mashlim dem klal. Now we go to another idea, which is that every Jew has a certain quality which everybody needs. Nobody else has that quality, that particular quality that this person has. And in order to be a successful community, you need the qualities that each and every individual brings. Bid Alter Rebbe is Masvir, and as the Alter Rebbe explains this element, as is Farana Maile in Regel Eifen Roish, that there is a certain quality that the leg has that even the head doesn't have. Is the regel that when looking at that quality, in other words, if you have to move forward, the leg becomes the head. That becomes the desired quality that everybody needs now because we're trying to move forward. The head cannot move forward. So in this element, in this particular quality, the leg becomes the head, the focus, the most important element.
But although in this case we are talking about the individual quality of that person, of that individual,
we're not looking at it as we're looking at the qualities of this individual, and that's what we're focusing on. It's not about the individual,
nor the
rather we're looking at how the combined qualities of all of these individuals, each one giving his own contribution, makes the entire community a successful community. So that's the second way.
But when the Alter Rebbe explains the idea of Avos Yisrael, is anish mistapik mitzogen as kulam asimus v'av echad l'kulana.
He doesn't lean on these two types of qualities, and he doesn't say that all of us are the same and we have the same father. V'lachein nikru klal Yisrael achim, and therefore all the Jews are called brothers. That isn't where he ends it. Nor eris makdim, but he says another thing. He says Gimel, and this is the third way of looking at it. And the soul and the spirit, who knows the greatness and their qualities, in their original source. In other words, looking at the actual quality, individual quality of each one, every neshama. Medaf libab ma'id mitzadzei ma'ile al saprat. We have to love every Jew not only because of what he contributes to the public, but because of who he is or who she is on their own, what they are as an individual. Nishna mitzadem vaseres achelik fun klal. Not only because he's a part of the community when they're gitzin shleimus uklal Yisrael, or the second idea, which is that he adds or she adds to the perfection of the community, but rather we love every Jew because of who they are individually.
And also this love has to be love like you love yourself,
like as if within yourself you wouldn't attribute, say that my finger is not as important and so on, and it's less need to love my finger. We're all part of the same body, that even though every limb of the body has to be and is an individual limb and has its own functions, and the elephants of Guf, but they all are part of the same body. On the far oich and them art was herzig blois their inyan proti from them eber, and therefore, in that context, in which you focus on the individual quality of that particular organ, nisht vier is mashlim klolus a guf. Not, let's say, you look at the eye. And you're looking at the beauty of the eye and how you can see everything because of it. And you're not looking at the eye as it contributes to the rest of the body and how the body functions. You're just looking at the eye itself and its own beauty and its own importance and its own individuality. Bin tazich mit alle andere Evorim als Guf Echad. Even in that context, the eye is part of the entire body. In other words, when you love another Jew, it's not just how does it contribute to my existence, but rather he, that person, in his own existence, also is extremely important. V'ahavta l'recha kamoich, and becomes the focus of my love. And when a Jew is involved in this kind of love for another Jew, from each Jew to another in this way, in all three ways, both first of all as a part, as being part of the community, second of all as contributing to the community, and third of all his own qualities in the way he is as an individual. And we love them for all, for even that reason, then Hashem, who is referred to as Re'acha, like V'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamecha, Re'acha refers to Hashem, then he, as our friend, he will show us his Ava to Yidden, Unzegoyel Zayin, and redeem them, Ufungolus Bizbe, in the Beide Fanamanal, in both of those ways. In other words, he'll show his love to the Yidden in both of those ways, and then redeem them. V'atem, oh, in these two ways, yeah, V'atem to look to L'Echad Echad, and his redemption will also be expressed in both the individual and the communal. Number one, V'atem to look to L'Echad Echad, you will be collected one by one, B'nai Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, each Jew will be collected one by one, Yede Yochad Bazunder, each individual separately. Rashi says the Eibishter is Eichas B'yodim Amish, like Rashi says the Eibishter takes each Jew by the hand. Un Fird Yedin Bazunder for Golos, and will take each one individually out of Golos. Un Oichdem Reyacha Zeyakosh Baruch Hu, and together with each Jew will also come Reyacha, which refers to Hashem. Hashem Himself will take Himself out of Golos, as the pasuk says, V'shav Hashem Alekecha Shvuscha. Hashem will return with the captives. In other words, that he himself will return, when the Yidden will be redeemed, Hashem too will be redeemed. That's on the individual level. And Beis, in the Nachveln, alle Yidden vereinigen sich. So then we'll come to the communal level, that all the Jews will become one. In them kol godel yeshuvahenu, and the great community will return, as one big communal will return to Eretz Yisrael, begula mitzvah shlema, bagoli didan, through the true redemption, speedily in our days.